Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh.
Or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
I think every parent right now is like, yeah, I need a drink.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're, 2 weeks into this, and hers actually cost her $800, and we'll get her on in a couple seconds to explain. Maybe you've been in the same spot, too, man. Yeah, Wednesdays, we're doing distance learning drama. What we're looking for right now are stories that, from distance learning,
yes,
are kind of driving you nuts.
Whether you're a parent or a teacher, or if a kid wants to call in, too, and tell us what's going on and how you're feeling.
Because, unfortunately, what's happening right now is this distance learning can kind of seem like a soap opera sometimes because you're just not used to it.
Right.
So Wednesday mornings, we want to give you the opportunity to vent.
Yes.
Get it off your chest. And then even if you're listening to this, maybe you won't feel so alone.
Yeah.
If you become a parent here in Baltimore that all of a sudden has to become a teacher, you know. So call us up. You can text us 410-583-1065. Andrea from Towson, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We want to hear your distance learning drama.
Oh, there's a lot of drama.
as we've been hearing the last couple of weeks, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot has changed because now, not only am I working from home, now I have my son at home, homeschooling.
Mm.
And there's a lot that goes into it, but we didn't have an extra laptop because he's only 8.
Oh.
So when this all started, we had to go get a new one. And that's pretty expensive.
Of course.
So now he's homeschooling, and it's very frustrating because he is only 8. He needs a lot of help trying to figure out, you know, and when you're in a schoolroom, the teachers are there to assist you every step of the way.
Yeah, sure. And your friends are there.
And 8's still really young to be very technically savvy.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's still things that happen with the Zoom where they get stuck and they're losing their place and they have to have help, and it can become very frustrating. And I heard this huge noise the other day, and my son's at the top of the stairs, and he completely tossed the laptop down the stairs.
Oh.
And shattered.
He just dropped
it. He had enough, and he just, you know.
That one hurts in so many different ways.
No.
Number one, I can imagine. 8 years old trying to figure out this whole distance learning.
You're upset. You don't want to be there.
But number two, as a parent that just spent how much money on a laptop?
$800.
You're like,
no.
What?
Yeah.
Is it repairable or is it gone?
Done.
It's shattered.
Gone. Insurance doesn't cover that kind of thing.
No.
Return it. No, nothing.
Not happening. Well, so what are you going to do now about schooling? What do you do without the laptop?
Yeah.
So now, on top of my work from home, now I have to take my son to my parents because they have a desktop.
Yeah.
I'm not as concerned with him busting their desktop. But,
That'd be a lot of work. Getting the cables out.
Yeah. That'd be a little heavy.
Monitor. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So.
And then I have to be over there with him. So.
Well, shout out to you for dealing with the drama.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
It's
for
hard.
You. Yeah,
it's not a cool thing. I mean, he did get in trouble, and of course, but I mean, I get it. You know, there's a lot of high stress on everybody, and I think we forget sometimes how much harder it is on the kids.
Totally.
In these situations.
Right. Totally. 100%. But thank you for sharing the drama with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's get you on to 410-583-1065. Hopefully it makes you feel good to vent and to even listen to this. You're like, I feel you. And just because there's no middle school right now to go to doesn't mean there's not still middle school drama existing out in this world.
Because
what are you supposed to do when you have a dramatic 8th grade breakup?
It's so bad.
But you still got to go to Zoom class with them.
It's the worst.
There's one dad in Baltimore dealing with this. We'll talk to him and you next on Mix with Kramer and Jess.
Here we go.
If you've ever been a teenage female... I'm supposing you have at some point, ladies. You'll probably be able to relate to this here on Mix. We're doing a segment on Wednesdays called Distance Learning Drama. It's just the drama that's coming from the distance learning.
Yeah.
It can be a soap opera sometimes at home, right? You're not a teacher. You don't know how to do this. So we're giving you a chance to kind of vent and get things out. You can call us. You can text us. 410-583-1065.
We got a text and she said, digital school drama. As a teacher, I got the full backside view of a parent one morning.
Lord have mercy. I know that's happening to you right now. Because you're not thinking about it.
Of course not. And you're in your house.
Yeah, totally. Hey, James from Middle River. Good morning.
Good morning.
We want to hear about your distance learning drama.
Okay. Well, I have it.
Perfect. You come to the right show then.
I am a single dad,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter's 13. She's in eighth grade, and
the worst.
You already won us up. We already know this. Whatever you're going to say next is probably going to be dramatic.
Yeah, middle school's terrible.
That's it. I'm done.
For everyone. Yeah. For everyone, it sucks.
End of call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So she's in eighth grade, and she's doing class remote. And the class that they had is carryover from last year, so they could all kind of be familiar with each other. So all the Zoom is, you know, they all the kids know each other.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Nice, sort of.
Oh, no.
So there's a boy, of course.
Oh, no.
And just because, the 13-year-old libido doesn't stop, but just because COVID, you know.
Right.
She loves him.
Things keep going, and this boy, I guess, has expressed that he's not interested.
Terrible.
Was that her first heartbreak?
Yeah.
No.
If you could just tell him, like, this is nothing. Like, in the grand scheme of things, this is going to be. But you can't, you know, it's real. So
right.
So now she doesn't want to be in the Zoom class with the kid.
No.
She wants to, whatever. I don't know if she wants to move to a different, like, you can't just, it's not just, you can't just move.
Right.
Yeah. So she doesn't want to see him. She's, and I'm just like, well, just, you know, put it on, you know, speaker view or whatever it is. I don't know. Just don't look at him, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And so now I'm like, and I'm trying to work at the same time.
Right.
And so now I'm like, it's gotten to the point now where I'm sitting in her chair in this pink bedroom. I'm doing my work in this pink bedroom.
Oh no.
And why are you in the room with her?
Yeah, well, why?
Because she'll close the laptop.
No.
Oh, she gets heartbroken.
She's so upset.
Jess, explain this to us because Jess.
I have anxiety hearing this story.
Explain that 13-year-old female mentality to us really quick.
It is literally the end of her world.
Every time
she has to look at that little face of his, she's just upset.
It's like a million heartbreaks all over
exactly.
again.
Exactly. And it's not like she's at school with her friends so they can go talk crap about him and eat at the lunch table and all that kind of stuff. Like,
that's true. She has no outlet, right?
She feels so isolated.
Yeah, wow. I did not think about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to call it that.
Middle school is terrible.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, that's a lot. Dude, thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
If you want to hop?
It.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you want to hop on 410-583-1065.
Now, Kramer and Jess mornings on Mix 106.5 WWMX HD1 Baltimore,
a radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah. What day is it?
Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome to the show. We have kind of come to realize we have like 9 listeners of this morning show, especially this early in the morning.
9 friends.
We may have like 6.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a low rent radio program. And sometimes I don't feel that way because we have a beautiful studio. You know, we're on like a legendary radio station. But then there's moments like what just happened that make me realize how low rent our show actually is.
What?
So if you don't follow us on Instagram, please go do it because Jess does a great job with our Instagram. It's Kramer and Jess, Kramer with a K, and Jess. J-E-S-S. Okay.
Me.
But, you know, a lot of morning shows have like a full video setup. They've got a professional crew that comes in and does their video for them.
Yeah.
Jess, literally, what she does,
mm-hmm.
and she just got her setup ready for this morning.
Yeah.
She takes her giant water bottle,
yeah.
which is massive. Probably, it's probably a foot tall.
It's huge.
And then she leans her iPhone up onto the water bottle and then faces towards her.
I like to call myself like a hood rat influencer because I make it work. I improvise. Yeah. I don't have all these like TikTok crazy little things that I need, but I make it work.
People wouldn't know the difference, right?
No.
You wouldn't know that Jess literally uses a water bottle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a major market morning show. We're using water bottles as props. It's fine. Good morning to our 6 o'clock club. Man, these are the people that just, it's you. It's people that are up and awake this early in the morning. You chose to come to Mix, and that means a lot to us. So what we said in return, since we're all kind of here together, we're like the only people that can comprehend what it's like to be awake and active when the sun is not out yet.
Right. It's weird, and we're just trying to wake up together.
So why don't you shoot us a text this morning? Because we want to give you a shout out and let us know like what you're doing up so early.
And your name, please.
And city.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot to text.
I know you're tired. I know that's a lot to ask of you.
410-583-1065. 410-583-1065. We just consider you part of the club just because you're here and you're hanging out. We appreciate that. And we start off every show looking at the top trending stories of the day from Baltimore and beyond. We call it the Baltimore Top 3, and Jess has got it for us next.
A town in Baltimore just made the list of best places to live in 2020. I'll tell you who made it next at 610. Sorry. Good morning.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Hey, Amanda in Essex. Happy birthday to your 14-year-old daughter, Ariana.
Oh, that's cool. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Olivia is awake with us on her way to work at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Thank you so much for all that you do and for waking up so early. Julie is awake. Kim, Kate, Carissa. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for checking in, too. If you're part of our 6 o'clock club, please, 410-583-1065. Let's get your name on the radio this morning.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yeah, so Jess is... what is your screen time per week, usually?
Yo, tell me why I keep getting little notifications that it keeps going up every single week. Yeah. I don't know, but it keeps going up.
Jess is on her phone all the time, so she is really in touch with everything going on in Baltimore and beyond with all the news sites and... post and yada 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 tweets and whatever.
Oh,
whatever you kids are doing
Stop
nowadays.
It.
And she brings us the Baltimore top three, the top trending stories every morning, 10 after Jess.
Brought to you by Regency Furniture's Total Warehouse Liquidation Sale this Saturday and Sunday in Glen Burnie, Catonsville, and Waldorf. And I was just looking on their website at regencyfurniture.com. I just moved into my new apartment in Towson and I don't have anything. This is my first time having my own apartment.
Yeah,
so.
You don't have anything, do you?
No, I literally don't have anything.
Jess, when we moved out here, she moved a mattress and a dresser. You had a dresser, didn't you?
And clothes.
But then clothes, and that was it.
No,
so.
Like, dining table, no couch, no anything. So on the website, it's all, like, split into categories, and I just pick whatever I want. I'm going to go there this weekend.
We should.
Okay. The U.S. death toll for COVID-19 topped 200,000 yesterday.
Wow.
This is by far the highest confirmed death toll from the virus in the world, and it was reported by Johns Hopkins based on figures supplied by state health authorities. To put this into perspective for you, the number of deaths in the U.S. is equivalent to a 9/11 attack every day for 67 days.
Oh my God.
And it's still climbing. Deaths are running close to 770 a day on average. The University of Washington predicts the overall U.S. toll will double to 400,000 by the end of the year as schools and colleges start to reopen and cold weather sets in. A vaccine is unlikely to become widely available until 2021.
Just keep wearing your mask. Keep social distancing. You know, wash your hands. You know the rules. You know how to do this. Because when you hear the numbers like that, because day by day, it's not like really, to me, not terrifying.
But
when you see the big number of 200,000, that's a lot.
And we are, I believe, we talked about it yesterday, at 2.44%.
Yeah.
And we've gone down 81% since May. So we are doing good. You know, just keep doing your best.
Yep.
Columbia scored high this year on Money Magazine's annual Best Places to Live list.
Oh, cool.
The suburb in Howard County ranked 5th on the 2020 list, and actually Columbia took the top spot back in 2016. Money looked at towns and cities with a population of at least 25,000, and they ranked the best places to live by employment opportunities, supply and demand for homes, cost of living, quality of schools, racial and economic diversity, and health and safety.
That's very cool.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and President Bill Clinton will star in the upcoming West Wing reunion on HBO Max.
Okay, I gotta be honest with you.
Why are you laughing?
I feel like I'm almost a little too young for that show. And Jess came in all excited. Jess is 10 years younger than me, but you are so into West Wing.
I So the reason why I love this show is because me and my dad would watch it.
Okay, that's probably what it is. Because even when you mentioned, I'm like, that's like an old person show, right?
Yeah, we were always watching West Wing and Seinfeld with my dad. So I'm obsessed with this show. So the special is to benefit when we all vote. Oh, it's a West Wing special to benefit when we all vote. It's going to premiere on October 15th. The special will also feature an appearance by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm. I hope he starts singing up in there. This will be the first reunion of the Emmy-winning show in 17 years. Rob Lowe, Martin Sheen, and the rest of the cast will perform a restaging of an episode from season 3.
That's cool.
This is Jess, and that was your top 3.
Very nice. And thank you so much for waking up with this morning. Yeah, if you're part of the 6 o'clock club, come on. You deserve a shout-out, maybe a message for somebody you want to send, or just what you're doing. 410-583-1065.
So, Lauren Belair, she's heading to work.
No, not yet. I'm in the shout-out. Sorry.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah. That was a shout-out?
No, no. So, she said good morning to us, and she's actually on her way to work, right?
Okay, okay.
So, hey, Lauren. But then we just asked about, Kramer was talking about how there's been more breakups in 2020. And Lauren was like, yep, 2020 breakup, but don't think it has anything to do with Baltimore, just my taste in men.
That's mixed, by the way. We're Kramer and Jess. Yeah, a new study came out this morning from dating.com. It said it's possible that twice as many couples in Baltimore have broken up this year compared to last year. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, there's a lot of things worse than, you know, this year than there were last year, right?
Right.
So 67% of new users on their site say they went through a breakup in the past year. 67% of people that joined in the last year.
Wow.
Last year, though, this time, only 34% of new users had gotten out of relationships.
Oh.
So literally double the amount of people on some dating sites. And out of the couples who broke up this year, a vast majority of them were actually living together.
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, you guys, I mean, so in case you don't know, Jess and her boyfriend, Garage Boy, we call him Garage Boy, they just moved in together for the first time.
Yeah.
Has that added tension to your relationship? Because you guys were long distance at first, and now you guys have hopped into living together. How has that changed the dynamic?
It was...
Has any of you wanted to break up yet? Because I remember that feeling of like, huh, we're here.
It is definitely different. So we had to live in a hotel for like 2 weeks, and it kind of made me feel like we were in quarantine because there was just no separation and no personal space literally one room. And so I go from being in a long distance relationship, having all the time in the world, having my own routine, doing my own things, to literally being with someone in one room doing every single thing together,
right?
And it's different. So I can't imagine what it's like for people. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you don't really know that person.
Or you're just, maybe you're already teetering on that, you know, you weren't digging them that much before. There were some low-key issues going on,
and you can't hide behind anything. You can't, I mean, if maybe going to work was your escape and that's been eliminated.
That's true.
Going to hang out with friends, that's been eliminated.
Can you guess the two main reasons of couples who were living together why they split up? Try to guess.
Like a specific thing?
Yeah, there's two things that people stated on this survey of why they broke up, couples that were living together, why they split. What do you think?
Not putting the toilet seat down?
No, that's just your relationship.
Oh.
That's probably actually a lot of relationships. Number one, too many fights.
Oh, duh.
And then number two is learning new things about the other person that led to the end of their relationship.
Yeah, because what if, okay, I mean, let's say you guys were on different work schedules and then you're together and you're like, different. Oh, that's how you be? That's how you live? That's what you've been doing while I'm gone?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's a lot of time together. If you broke up in this past year, I would say probably since quarantine started, you know, mid-March. You want to tell us why? 410-583-1065. And you can text us, you can call us. I know it's early, so you just want to text, that's cool too. You can be anonymous. We got it. Mix 1065 and Kramer and Jess. You ever walked into a situation where, like, you're like, I'm going to kill this. I'm going to slay this situation.
I'm going to slay this situation.
That's how I felt. Like, only to fall, like, flat on your face.
Yes.
Yesterday, man, I don't even know what I got myself into. It was by complete accident. There was a miscommunication somewhere in the chain. So, you know, we moved here a couple of weeks ago, but back when we lived in California, I used to go to this place called Nine Round.
Uh-huh.
It is a kickboxing style workout gym. Okay,
they have Nine Rounds here.
No, they don't.
They have Tidal.
They have Tidal.
Here.
I think Tidal is like something to be kind of similar.
Exactly.
To that.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Not for real people that, you know, kickbox. It's a kickboxing style workout.
Exactly.
Well, I got a friend over in California that knew somebody that lived here in Baltimore that owned a boxing gym. And she was like, hey, this would be perfect for you because, you know, you've been doing the kickboxing workout for like 2 years now. They don't have them out there. This would be a great change for you.
To be fair, though, on social media, when you would post from when you were doing like your boxing stuff, you made it look like
Did it look real?
Yeah, all like, oh, I got my gloves on. Like, you made it look like you knew what you were doing.
That's good. Then perception must be reality. Because so yesterday that we were connecting, right?
Yeah.
This little boxing gym over in Columbia. Mm-hmm. It's called Elite Boxing. And I honestly have never been to like anything other than a 9-round. I didn't come up boxing. I didn't know anything. I'm a pretty weak man.
Yes.
Like, these arms and these legs are not anything to be scared of.
No.
So
no, they're not.
I just want you to imagine this. I expect to walk into a workout studio,
exactly,
more or less.
Like almost like a Zumba class, but for boxing.
Y'all, I walk in. I want you to picture this. Basically, this big gym. Punching bags everywhere. In the middle of it was a boxing ring, okay?
No.
Straight up boxing ring. And in the middle of this boxing ring was this guy, this friend of a friend that somebody knew in California.
He's like, are you ready to change your life?
He literally was like, all right, you ready to spar? And I'm like,
what?
No. Like, he had been given the impression from her that I was some type of, like, professional boxer.
No.
But he legit, like, no BS, is a professional boxer.
I'm tripping right now because I legit just saw the movie Creed for the first time. So I'm imagining you walking in and, like, Rocky Balboa is like, if you're not going to give me your all, then I'm out of here.
That's literally how I felt. I was like,
no.
I think there's been some miscommunication because I just go to this 30-minute workout style. I don't really, I've never actually punched a human being in my life.
Yeah.
Maybe we just go back to basics. So then I felt like a chump because I'm having to tell this guy, can we just like start with like, you know, the jabs and the punches? Just,
so you told him though.
I had to.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to fight this man.
No, you would have died.
My masculinity wanted to, right? To be like, let me just try this and see how it goes.
Really?
But I didn't. I just had to say, I don't have no idea what I'm doing in real boxing. So. Awkward in there. So I learned really fast. I'm not a real boxer. I'm just a boxing style workouter.
Yeah.
Is my official title.
No, I mean, you were struggling doing beach body workouts with me.
It's tough.
So
it's tough.
I mean, at least you went. So you're never going again, right?
No, I'm gonna go, but I just
You are?
You just gotta understand my level. You gotta come down to my level. I'm not ready to really box anybody. Or would I ever probably punch another human being? It's just not gonna happen. So
no.
There you go.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
And no need to keep up with the news and everything. Jess brings you the top three trending stories in Baltimore and beyond every morning, right about 10 after, here on Mix. Jess?
Brought to you by Regency Furniture's Total Warehouse Liquidation Sale this Saturday and Sunday in Glen Burnie, Catonsville, and Waldorf. And you can check them out on RegencyFurniture.com. They're so awesome because I just moved into my apartment like literally a week ago. And I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Since this is my first apartment. So my couch, table, all that kind of stuff, they've been amazing.
Get it on sale.
Oh, and real quick, happy birthday to head coach of the Ravens, John Harbaugh. He turns 58 today.
Oh, cool.
The Baltimore Mayor's Christmas Parade has been canceled this year for 2020. The parade has been canceled this year because the city is unable to guarantee permits for the parade, and organizers could not wait any longer. And the parade was supposed to happen the first week in December, but there just isn't enough time to prepare, so next year.
So is it COVID-related or not really? It almost sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with COVID. It sounds like it's a permit issue.
So it's a permit issue, but from what I've been reading, it almost looks like they were waiting to see if they would even be able to do it in the first place.
Oh, okay.
And so now they've waited
now
too long and they don't have enough time to prepare. But I mean, how could they have known though?
COVID's taken everything, man.
A new survey by Wallet Hub was just released ranking the happiest states in the country, and we made the list. Maryland came in at number 5. The study looked at a wide range of things from depression rates, unemployment, to weather. And the survey said Hawaii was the happiest state. And as far as the least happy, the survey found that was West Virginia.
Oh.
What?
West Virginia.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Why are you guys in the least happy? Let's focus on the positives here.
Well, that's what it says.
Okay, it's fine. Give us the facts. She's just giving us the facts here this morning, people.
Getting kids to wear a face mask and handle all the changes with the pandemic isn't always easy. But a Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit related to the kids show, is here to help. In a new set of resources dedicated to kids on the autism spectrum, Sesame Street explains the effects of the pandemic and how to wear a mask and how to help us stay healthy. Julia, the 4-year-old Muppet who has autism, stars in all the videos. And the new resources are designed to help families manage unexpected circumstances, familiarize familiarize children with important new behaviors like wearing a mask and incorporate practical strategies into their day-to-day lives, all with a little help from Julia. And we have a little clip for you.
Oh, Emma can't go to Julia's house to play, but it's great that our mommies set up this video play day.
Hi.
Hi, Julia.
I think it at least helps normalize the situation.
So cute because the video, it's a virtual play date between Elmo and Julia. And they talk about like online school and just kind of tips for your kids to help understand what's going on. And yeah. If you need to watch those videos or any information, it's autism.sesamestreet.org.
That's cool. Cool thing to do. Did you hear this really cool news this morning we just talked about?
Yeah. So a survey by Wallet Hub just said that Maryland made the list on the happiest states in the country and we're number 5.
We want to celebrate that. We thought we could just have you call in and like share your happy news with us. Like there's got to be something going on because I think hearing people's happy news, it can make us all happy at the same time.
And
right?
It doesn't matter what it is, big or small. We just want to hear it and share it with everybody else.
410-583-1065. Text, what are people saying?
So Alexis is happy because she just got a new job in her field. She's going to start in about a week.
Nice.
Chris is excited because he and his fiance just got their first house together. And Carissa is celebrating her 34th birthday. And we also have Stephanie on the phone and Shelby on the phone. And they're going to share our stories with us too.
Kelly from Pasadena, we're trying to hear what's making you happy this morning. Share it with us so we can be excited too.
Today is my daughter's 11th birthday.
Aww.
Yay! Happy birthday to her. What's her name?
Her name is Caitlin.
Can we all sing really quick?
Yes.
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Caitlin. Happy birthday to you. There we go. Tell her we love her.
She will be thrilled to hear that.
So happy you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're driving to a doctor's appointment right now?
I am.
And share some good news with us.
Well, I'm about to see a sonogram of my baby for the first time.
Wow.
Yay, Holly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your first?
It is.
Oh,
wow.
Yay.
So, like, how are you feeling right now? What's that feeling you got?
Mostly terrified.
Yeah?
Holly, can you just think about that for a second? You are about to bring another person into this world. Like, the fact that you have that ability is so magical. Like, I'm so excited for you.
It feels great.
It should. Well, congratulations. That's super exciting. And thanks for sharing your happy news with us. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 410-583-1065. Thank you, Liz. And we're Kramer and Jess. We're celebrating the fact that Maryland literally is the 5th happiest state in the country.
Yeah.
Study came out this morning. And so really, it's just your happy news. I want you to be happier. Any kind of happy news that you got going on in your life today, like it's just when you say it, it makes everybody happy with you, right?
Makes you feel good.
So whatever you got, call us 410-583-1065. You can text us as well. Gina, good morning.
Good morning.
And it is your wedding anniversary?
It is.
How many years now?
Tomorrow will be 9 years.
Yay!
Clap for that. 9 years. 9 years. He do anything special for you so far?
He delivers flowers. Surprise me to work, and then he's actually taking me to Hershey tomorrow.
Cute.
Did he hand deliver those?
No, he surprise delivery.
Okay, that's just, I was gonna say, hey. If Romeo still shows up at work 9 years later, you're doing real good. But the fact that he still got him coming in, there's
some
a lot
flowers,
of women.
Okay, no matter what, how they got there, they still matter.
A lot of Baltimore women listening right now, I wish I could still get flowers 9 years later. So that's a happy anniversary, you two. That's great. You two, 410-583-1065. Call us up and we can talk about your good news this morning. Any more texts coming in this morning?
Yeah, we got a text from Zach. He's happy because he woke up this morning. We got a text from Joe. He's happy today because he got a raise from his job. And also, he's happy for the new crew on Mix. Thank you so much,
Joe.
That's
so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice for you to say that. Appreciate that. And call us up, too. Stephanie, share some happy news with us this morning, please.
I do. I recently got certified in my field at work, and so I was able to get a raise with that certification.
That is amazing.
Yay!
And I'll say this really quick, too, because, you know, I feel super fortunate. My good news this morning is it's hard to find a job right now. And
yeah.
the fact that Mix gave us a chance to come on and do a morning show, don't think for a second that we're not extremely grateful in the middle of a pandemic that we get a chance to come to work every day.
Right.
Like, we feel that hard. And so to be able to come in and get a raise for what you're doing, I think that's fantastic news. So clap for that.
Congratulations.
Great news.
Thank you. I'm very, very lucky. I know it's been hard out there, so very grateful as well.
For sure. Shelby, your good news.
So I was applying for part-time jobs, looking for some extra money. And one of the jobs actually called me yesterday. And they were looking at my resume, and it was like, well, we're not posting for this job for like another week or so, but we want you to come in for the interview, and it's better than what I applied for.
Wait, so it's a better job than you even thought you might even get?
Yeah.
Damn, let's clap for that.
Shelby!
Girl, we're cheering you on over here.
I know. And y'all the first people I can really express it to. So I'm glad I got to share that with everybody.
I'm glad you are too.
Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, call us back, would you? Because I want to hear how this whole thing goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful,
thank
Shelby.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Y'all too.
Next, 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. In case you don't know what's going on right now, we have got to catch you up because in the last 8 days of our radio show, this is by far my favorite thing we've done.
Yeah.
So this time yesterday, Jess was on the radio talking about, can I try to befriend my cable guy?
Mm-hmm.
You met a guy that came over to install cable, and you guys, how would you consider, hit it off?
No, I mean, he came over, and I don't have any friends, okay? I just moved here. Me and my boyfriend don't know how we are going to make friends. And so when the cable guy came over, who was around our age, and we seemed to hit it off. It wasn't weird. We were making conversation. I was just like, am I allowed to ask him to be our friend and hang out, or no?
And then Jess kind of felt sad when he left. She was like, did I miss my big opportunity for my first friend here? I missed that chance. Well, luckily, as fate might have it, was it Allison?
Allison.
Listener Allison texted in and said, I'm pretty sure I know that guy.
They went to high school together.
Like, what? Well, first off, Baltimore, because how in the world did that happen?
Yeah.
So she was like, he can't come on, he said, right now, but let me give you his number. Why don't you guys try to give him a call? And Jess might have a second chance at friendship here. You know? So we're literally just going to ring him up right now. Call him up right now and see if he'll...
Hello?
Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Chris! Hey!
Is this Chris the cable guy? Cable guy Chris.
Yep, that's me.
Perfect. Well, welcome to our show, man. It's Kramer and Jess over here at Mix. And I'm sure by now you know exactly probably the backstory of why we're calling, yeah?
Yep.
I want you to take us to a service order you had for your cable install job. What day was it, Jess? Was it Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, you remember this one job over in Towson that you went to? It was a young man and woman that you went to install?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. And when you went into this said apartment over in Towson, what vibe did you get from these certain customers?
Well, initially I had met up with Jess's boyfriend. He had come down and, you know, walked me inside along well, and then I met her, and we were just talking as I was working, and we were waiting for, like, the maintenance man and whatnot. We were getting along really well.
Yeah.
And, I thought they were chill and whatnot.
They were chill. That's pretty good. Chill's a good first impression, I guess. So, did you ever once during this, just you doing your job, ever think, and be honest, like, I would like to be friends with these two?
Yeah.
You did!
Yeah.
You genuinely got that feeling.
Chris! Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so then you know why we're here then. Because, you know, Jess, do you want to, like, profess your friendship love for Chris right now? Because I feel like you almost have to, like, propose to him in a way, like, friendship propose and see what he says.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes you just meet people and you can't explain it, but you just feel comfortable with them. And this is the moment that I felt like I wanted him to be my friend is... We were in the elevator, and it did not feel awkward at all.
Not a little bit.
All three of us were standing there, like, chilling like you would with your friend.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like you have to say anything, but if you did, it was organic. But if you didn't, it wasn't uncomfortable. And you only feel that way with people that you're cool with hanging, you know, that you can hang out with.
100%.
And I felt that way. And so when we walked out, we had to leave him to actually go do his job. And so Garage Boy and I went back to the apartment, and I was like... Would it be weird to ask him if he wanted to hang out?
Yeah, and now here he is. You've got his undivided attention. So, is there a question you'd like to ask him?
Chris the Cable Guy, would you like to be my first friend in Baltimore?
Yes, I would be your first friend.
Yay! That is so cool!
That is so amazing! crazy, man, because it is hard to meet friends. You never know when your cable guy might end up being a good friend of yours. Well, where does this go now? Where do you guys take your budding friendship?
I mean, we'll probably go grab a beer at a nice, safe, outdoor, socially distanced dining experience.
I think Jess should be the first one to extend the invitation. Don't you think so, Jess? You're the one asking for the friendship. You should extend the invitation.
I definitely will.
So, should he be looking for a text from you, or what's the next step in your friendship?
I'm gonna text him. My parents are coming into town tomorrow, so they'll be here for a couple days. But once they leave, we better hang out.
It's on. That friendship is on.
You're my only friend, so.
That's fine.
Chris, you are a good man, and now Jess's very first friend, and thank you so much for being that.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.